You've seen more and more agricultural land in Barbados with photovoltaic cells on it. But have you given any thought to what is driving the trend? Businessman Ralph Busy Williams says the motivation is to get some money. He was among those speaking on this weekend's Sunday Brass Tacks program, looking at the challenges facing the renewable energy sector in the country.
When I see a regulation that requires every new home to have photovoltaics on it, and every new factory building and warehouse and so on to have photovoltaic, I will know then that we don't need to continue using the land.
Okay.
In other words, what I'm saying is we have a tremendous amount of roof area that's photovoltaics can be put on without using land.
Correct.
But every little farmer in the country wants to have 20% of his land covered with photovoltaics. And there's a very simple reason why. Because the weather, the variable weather conditions and so on, play havoc with farming. I can tell you from experience.
Right.
So if you've got a little income coming in that can help you pay the bank back the loan for the pickup truck or something every month, it helps to stabilize the farmer.
Okay.
So while people are look, there's some areas where I know about where people say, look, I am not even going to make the effort to farm anymore because I have to borrow the money and there's no way that I can be able to pay it back.
Right.
If you can give me a little energy, if I can generate some energy and get money every month, I will continue to invest and be a farmer. But I can't continue to do it otherwise. So this is why I'm advocating for every farmer to be able to have, I mean a genuine farmer, you know, not a fly-by-night that don't produce anything.
Right.
I would tie the permission to the produce that he's producing.
Engineer Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown says the problem of storage calls for an urgent solution.
This is not a problem that needs to be solved in the next 5, 10, 15 years. This is a problem that we need to solve in the next year or two. So that therefore, and therefore the point that Busy was making is that we don't actually have the time to wait. And now there's no question about technology changes. These things are happening. It's happening at a rate that is actually quite frightening, to be quite honest. That's part of the problem. But despite all that, we need to put something, and the problem with this national energy framework is that you're talking about 2-3 years to build it out. So this is not saying that even when you come with a solution that you're going to build it next week and it's going to be working in June. This is something that needs to be planned urgently, and then you have to understand that it's going to take 2 or 3 years to get it in place, and maybe another year or so to get it settled before it is actually producing what you really want. So the kind of planning that is required to do that cannot be done by 1,000 different people sitting around. And this is where I disagree with Julian. This is where centralized, coordinated, expert, professional planning is critical. People who actually know what they're doing, like Busy mentioned the whole question of pump storage. I agree 100% with pump storage. I actually think it makes sense. You're talking 100. These battery systems last, what, 10 years at the best? You can, if you're going to be renewing a capital asset like storage every 10 years, let's say 20 years then, and you're going to, and you know what, and the other problem with the batteries is that the batteries have the identical problem that fossil fuels have. They depend on cadmium and a set of rare earth materials that are actually scarce and are only available now because pending the increase in demand. As the demand goes up, you will find that batteries are going to be expensive, scarce. You're looking at infrastructure that is going to last you 50, 60, 70, 100 years.
Yeah.
That's the kind of investment that we want to make. So therefore, there's a different level of thinking.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.